This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. Scott Hannon here, heading into the 4th of July holiday tomorrow. Trooper Talk coming up this hour. So any questions you have for two of our guests, North Dakota Highway Patrol troopers, we welcome those today on the program. We're going to talk, obviously, about holiday travel plans and keeping you safe, but also about a need for more troopers in the North Dakota Highway Patrol. So stay tuned for that, plus whatever questions you have, anything. Always love these because people ask some great questions I've never thought of, but they're really interesting, and it'll help other folks as well. You know, what happens when I do this? If I go too fast there, what about, weight control? We got a lot of different questions on Trooper Talk, and we always love them. So bring those questions with you today, 258-0550. Local telephone number, toll-free at 800-228-0550. You can also text in the questions to Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. A couple of texts we didn't get to last hour. I agree, says the texter, but I'm so sick of these President Trump haters. I want to hear some news for the citizens of the USA that is worth listening to. Welcome back, Scott. Welcome, or happy birthday, USA. Well, thank you for the welcome back, and more importantly, for the birthday greeting. And I do agree, that's the news. That's my point last hour. I was pointing that out and watching it from a distance and seeing how much oxygen is consumed by, did you see that tweet? What about that tweet? Oh, this tweet. Oh. And what's missed is $20 trillion in debt, tax reform, health care reform, leaky borders, go down the list. Vets not getting the care they deserve. And a military in need of rebuilding, right? I can go right down the list. Brian in Watford City says, hey, I think the president should keep tweeting. It's about time someone in his party stands up and doesn't fold under the pressure. Besides that, Mika and Joe Scarborough basically started it. They keep calling him a schmuck and everything else. So I'm all for it. All right. Appreciate that as well. A few that we didn't get to last hour. And welcome others. You can keep them coming related to the restaurants that have gone the way of Panacooking or something else for us to use in our...
I got one.
In our... What do we need this for? This is for the effort to say, you know, the media is going to go the way of Panacooking. The media is going to go the way of which one, Todd?
And why I didn't think of it right away, I don't know, because I worked at two of them. Mr. Steak.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you ate at a Mr. Steak? And the one in Fargo was around about 20 years ago when I first moved here. It's a Mexican place now. But
my mom and dad rebuilt this Mr. Steak into a radio station in St. Cloud. So they've been toast for some time. You're right. The Mr. Steaks.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Go the way of the Mr. Steak. Good one. I like that. Everybody's,
I don't know why I didn't think of that right away.
Go away. Another texter says, welcome back, Scott. Sounds like the salmon was exceptional. I wouldn't know because I don't like salmon. Now, don't throw anything at me. I just am not a fan of seafood, as I told you before the trip. And you should have heard the grief that I got about that. They have this special sauce they use. Everybody's like, you've got to try this. This is so good. Like, how many times do I have to say no? And by the way, Milford Sound, New Zealand, most beautiful on earth. I was calling Norway most beautiful on earth. Now some others are trying to take that. All right, this hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. Welcome the troopers here in just a minute after I tell you about the things they are doing at UMary. UMary.edu/MSN is a place you can apply right now. Nurses are in demand. And nurses didn't become nurses to be in demand. They became nurses because they have a heart for others and want to grow in their skills and excel in their profession. And the University of Mary helps. Long tradition of excellence in nursing education at UMary. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National Nursing Organization is now calling for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. And at the University of Mary, they make all that possible. So, classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options available. The University of Mary, excellent education, excellent value. Find out more at umary.edu/MSN to apply. Let me welcome to the program our Trooper Talk host, Sergeant Tim Coughlin and Sergeant Robert Armin. Sergeant Coughlin, welcome to you.
Hello.
Sergeant Robert, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you both being here very much today. Bring on those questions today for the troopers at 800-228-0550. Conway in Fargo is first to go with a question. Go ahead, Conway. Okay. How about Dan in Bismarck? Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
What's on your mind?
Well, this was just a statement about Trump. I'm sorry, I probably got in a little bit late. It was just for his tweets. I wish he can direct the news. Why doesn't he just tweet out good stuff, see if CNN follows it? That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, that's one approach, and a lot of people say that. But I think to our earlier point last hour, he's using it. A lot of us see it as, why is he taking on MSNBC, or why is he going after CNN or whatever? They are standing in the way of his agenda. So he sees it as taking them out. And I would argue, by the time we're done, again, back to Mr. Steak, they're going to be the Mr. Steak of the media. You know what I'm saying? So that was our little point. So anyway, yeah. So if you could direct your question specifically to the troopers on issues they can tackle related to the roads. Let's start, guys, with just a little bit of an overview. Maybe some pointers, if you will, on things we should keep in mind as we hit the road for the 4th of July. Give me some thoughts on how we can be a little safer on the road this year.
Well, I think we need to bring up the fact that when we hit summertime, we have construction season, and we have a lot of that going on right now across the state. And when you enter the construction zone, people need to be mindful of, there might not be somebody going on right at the beginning, but we don't know if there's somebody in the middle or the end of the construction or if equipment's getting moved. So we need to make sure that we obey the speeds as we go through the construction zone from the beginning to the end, because we're not sure what's out there. And once you get through the construction zone, just make sure you give yourself enough time to get to your destination safely. We don't want people to clear the construction zone and then, if you will, hammer down or try to pass around everybody to make up the time that they think they lost for the construction zone. You should plan accordingly for construction that it may delay you or slow you down or maybe reroute you and go a different area where there's no construction. And then
I was just going to inject that I would imagine 4th of July there won't be a lot of actual construction workers there. I mean, the work's still there and the cones are there, but that's all the more reason you got to be a little cognizant of what's going on, right?
It's hard to say who's working where in every construction project. We don't know if there's something tied for deadlines, if somebody's behind because of bad weather or some equipment didn't get there in the right time. I just tell everybody to act like a construction zone is somebody's working there every day. We don't want something that bad to happen in a construction zone. If you're going in thinking it's the weekend and nobody's working and then somebody's there, it's going to surprise you. So if you treat it as it's an active work zone all the way through every day, that will create some better situations for us and prevent probably some unfortunate ones.
All right, Sergeant Armin and Sergeant Coughlin is here as well. Questions or comments, welcome. Jim Bismarck, go ahead. Hi, Jim. Turn your radio down there, and it'll be a little easier to hear the troopers and have them answer your question.
You talking to me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I have a question for the patrolman. I watched a lot of cop shows, a lot of live TV, things like that. And I'm so amazed at why do you guys always walk up to the car to look in? Why don't they have them come out of the car in case they have a gun hidden by their hip or something? And it's so much easier to shoot than as if they were out of the car.
Well, We do stuff set up the way that when I was trained back in 1997, we've always approached the vehicle, because if you leave the vehicle, I don't know what's going on in that vehicle. There could be so many things that I may never see, and when I go up there, I get a view of what's going on. Maybe there's somebody in the back seat that we're looking for. Maybe there's some illegal substance that you're not supposed to have in the vehicle. And we trust our training that if something does happen, that we're able to deal with the situation on hand.
It's also easier to contain a threat that's inside the vehicle rather than bringing it out of the vehicle and giving it room to maneuver. The other thing, too, is it's a safety issue. You know, we as troopers, probably the number one threat to us in our job here in North Dakota is being struck by a motorist. So inviting the public out of their vehicle into that environment, I don't think would be the right thing to do.
Okay, thanks.
Jim, appreciate the call. Thank you. Always welcome at 800-228-0550. You can text to Todd at 226-8503. Or me at 367-2054. What questions do you have for the North Dakota Highway Patrol members? Troopers with us today on Trooper Talk on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable flare trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anybody but Bob could have won that caller of the day earlier.
Oh, no kidding.
I should think. I mean, who? It's
he certainly brought more instrumentation than any caller that we've had all year.
Right.
If you want to call that instrumentation.
Percussion, also known as the
pop. Percussion. There you go.
And so the harmonica and the works were out. So, hey, We love you, Bob. Thank you very much. Caller of the day. And remember to call Delta first. Delta Constructors, one call does it all. If you're in the oil industry, listen to me. Hear me right now. If you are looking for a turnkey professional crew on the well site that does it all from A to Z, call Delta first. Call Delta first. They're doing it everywhere. 406-250-8151. Ask for Eric. Tell him Scott sent you. 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. More of our conversation with our guests from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, Sergeant Tim Coughlin, Sergeant Robert Arman. North Dakota Highway Patrol today and Trooper Talk. All right, let's go to caller from White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Telly, what's your question?
Yes, I've noticed so many more people on the roads with earbuds in their ears, whether it be in both ears or maybe they have the earbud in one ear and they're playing on their smartphone. What exactly is the law on that? I always thought that headphones or other listening devices weren't allowed while driving.
Well, we'll comment for North Dakota law because I can't comment on Minnesota state law.
Sure.
But North Dakota has an electronic control device law that basically prohibits you from using your smartphone for those applications like you talked about. But as far as earbuds or anything like that, there's nothing that specifically prohibits them from wearing earbuds.
So you don't need to hear, you know, what's outside the car or whatever. I mean, if you have you're cruising along and you got a pair of headsets on and you're hearing music, that's not illegal in North Dakota.
No, it'd be equivalent to you just turning up your radio so loud in your car, you won't be able to hear us either way.
Yeah.
And I think, too, sometimes it's a hands-free phone, that's what they're doing, or listening to their navigation. I mean, there are legitimate reasons for it.
Yeah, I guess I was under the same impression you were, Tilly, that somehow that was not allowed just because, you know, if they're blaring a horn and you're not hearing it, you're, you know, tapping your total Lawrence Welk, then but probably not wise, but not illegal. So we learned that. Anything else?
No, it doesn't surprise me. So, but yeah, thank you very much. I do appreciate that. Cause, yeah, I always wondered that it'd be tough to hear a siren if you've got an emergency vehicle coming up from behind you. I guess for my own circumstance, I'd like to be aware of what's around me to keep myself and others safe. But that's good to know what the law is. Thank you very, very much.
You bet.
Thanks for the call. Terry Fargo for the Troopers on Trooper Talk today from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Go ahead. Are you there, Terry?
Oh, yeah, I am. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a question on the, this week before North Dakota here, I guess, more, but the corridor, the I-29 corridor from 32nd Avenue to 52nd Avenue south, I'm just wondering why the speed limit hasn't been reduced in that area to 55. I mean,
well, that would be
right now.
That would be a DOT question. You know, we don't set those, so.
Okay. I just thought it would be a good idea with the construction going on there, too, to get people slowed down before they get to town.
Now, I'm not, we're both stationed here in Bismarck, so I'm not intimately familiar with it.
Okay. All right. I guess that's who has to be approached about that, then, the DOT.
Yeah, that's what I would recommend, yes.
DOT does all the signage and stuff. We just do the enforcement. So if DOT feels there's a need for a reduced speed zone, they will take the appropriate action and put the signs up, and then they'll let us know that that's the speed limit's been changed in that area. And then we will work it for a while to give people some subtle reminders that it has been reduced speed.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Yep, thanks.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate the call. Others welcome. 800-228-0550 on Trooper Talk today. Let's see, a couple of texts that have come in. All right. Some of these people are giving me grief. I don't know if we could put the troopers on them. That'd be
giving you grief about what?
We should. Norway, actually. One of the folks here said, you sound pretty perky this morning. Must have been all that salmon you ate. LOL. Awesome trip. Stephen Karen, thank you for that. Appreciate that very much. I don't think there's a law against eating salmon or not eating salmon when it's really, really good. But
there is in Norway, isn't there?
We're never going to get that grief. Ask the troopers if you can drink NA beer when driving, says another listener here.
As long as it's truly NA.
Okay, but if you look at the label of one particular brand, there is like a real tiny amount of alcohol in it.
Yeah, I'd be careful about that, but yeah, it's...
So what if I'm on NyQuil or something?
Yeah, that's DUI. If you're on NyQuil, you're probably DUI.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll definitely... You'd be an impaired driver. At least I know I would be. If I took a recommended dosage of that and tried to drive, I'd be DUI, I believe.
Hmm. Speaking of which, another texter says, could the troopers please explain the medical marijuana law? How do you know if somebody is driving under the influence of marijuana, and is there a penalty for this? It concerns me. Is there a field sobriety test for it?
Well, the way that we'll enforce it and look at it is the medical marijuana is going to just basically allow you to transport the marijuana from the dispensary back to your house. If you are driving under the influence of marijuana, we'll treat it just like any other drug, whether it be alcohol or depressant or stimulants. If we see impairment roadside, we will place you under arrest, and you will be transported to the local detention center. There are field sobriety tests that we use. It's the same ones that we use for alcohol. And then if you can get specific with a drug recognition expert or DRE, that will be able to determine what type of drug you're on. But as far as practical purposes and court purpose, we just need to show that there's impairment roadside. And with the medical marijuana card, that's not going to get you out of jail. That's just going to get you to transport. That's all that medical marijuana says, that you can legally have it in your possession.
All right, Tim in Colm for the Troopers. Next on Trooper Talk on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Good morning. I have a question regarding the use of side-by-sides and four-wheelers on state highways and county gravel roads or county highways. I mean, we just had an accident in our area where a guy side-by-side smacked into a pickup pulling a stock trailer. Don't these things have to have rear-view mirrors and blinkers and all that kind of stuff? I mean, or can they just go as they are?
No, they're supposed to have the required roadway equipment. It would be headlights, horns, taillights, speedometer, brake lights, odometer, mirror. So they're required to have...
Like they don't. They're even coming out of the factory. I mean, we've got an Arctic Cat and a Polaris in this area, and they don't have mirrors, and they're going up and down the roads.
If they are doing that and the trooper would see them, we would probably have a little stop and visit with them, explain it to them what's required. Basically, if you're on the roadway, you need to meet all the requirements as a motor vehicle. The signals, headlights, and have insurance.
All right, Tim, get you an answer there?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. Take a short break. Dean in, says Bergen. Do we have a Bergen, North Dakota? I know there's a Bergen, Norway. I just left there.
You know, maybe you met a new listener. On their iHeart app in Norway. I don't know if it works there, does it?
Listening in the middle of the night. We'll find out.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're back with another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Today's guest, Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, who worked with the media from around the world in their coverage. We asked Captain Iverson if the media coverage was fair.
You could see that it was purposeful in some of the actions that they would conduct to highlight them on camera, sensationalize the incident, put it out on Facebook Live, and start generating those dollars. Millions of dollars were brought in for this cause, and a lot of that had to do with the direct filming of some of their actions and law enforcement's response and the ability to sensationalize kind of some of the things that were going on there to really create a unique story, not only on a local level, but on a national level that really gained a lot of national attention.
That's Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol for his take on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Is what's on your mind? Heading into a 4th of July holiday tomorrow. Reminding you to be safe, buckle up, all the the easy ones, and maybe think a little bit more about being safe on the road. We have the troopers here today from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Two troopers to take your questions and comments and share some holiday travel safety tips. Sergeant Tim Coughlin and Sergeant Robert Armin of the North Dakota Highway Patrol are here. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. I told you that earlier. And Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center is one of the nation's biggest, North America's largest tank trailer manufacturer. But they also service those in locations in North Dakota, Williston, Killdeer, and also over in Montana in Billings. And they have great jobs, $32 an hour, up to $32 an hour. What you pay is what they pay. Great benefit package. And right now, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack, diesel mechanic is something they're looking for in Killdeer and certified welder in Williston. Give Maria a call. She'll get you in the queue to find out more about the great benefits, 401k, the paid time off program, and up to $32 an hour at these opportunities at Polar Service Center, Williston, Killdeer, Billings. 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. All right, let's get back to the phones here for the troopers. Dean, in is it Bergen? Are you in Bergen?
Yes, good morning.
Where's Bergen, Dean?
Bergen is 30 miles southeast of Minot on Highway 52.
And here I didn't even know.
Oh, well.
I didn't either. Holy cow.
Norwegian settlement here, you know.
Exactly. Well, but is it spelled the same, B-E-R-G-E-N?
That's exactly right. Named after Bergen, Norway.
Well, I'm going to go there next time. It'll be a heck of a lot cheaper. But, that's not quite as...
How are the fjords in Bergen, North Dakota?
They're dry right now. There's no water right now.
Scott, you may have gotten better fjords. You know, we love North Dakota, but our fjords in Bergen, North Dakota don't quite touch the ones in Bergen, Norway, I'm guessing.
If you spot a glacier, give us a buzz back, and I'll be up in a minute. Anyway,
he'll be calling in February now, but there you go.
I digress, yeah. And you have questions for the troopers. You go ahead.
Yes, a couple of questions on anhydrous propane or anhydrous tanks. There's a speed limit on them, for one thing, and I'd like to know what that is. And then the other question is it legal to drive on the shoulder of the road when you're driving on a highway at the speed that you're supposed to be driving for one of those tanks?
So it's 25 miles an hour with the slow moving. And then you're, if I understand it correctly, you're asking, can they drive on the shoulder at the 25 miles an hour?
Yes.
Yes. It, depending on what the roadway is and stuff, a lot of times the slower moving vehicles will pull over to the right just to allow for traffic to go more smoothly and freely. As long as they're doing the 25 and they have the triangle mark for the slow moving, we're good with that. We're not going to give them too much grief about being on the shoulder.
Okay. And then, well, what is the fines for speeding with them? What how do you determine that if your person is speeding with them? What, how do you determine this, the fine for speeding?
I believe that's going to be under the commercial motor vehicle. They could get a fine for that one versus traffic. But give me a second to look that up. That's not one of the ones I use on an everyday basis at Bismarck.
Okay.
So if I don't have it to you in a minute, we can get it to you, and we'll say it in a few minutes on air. To any other questions you have?
No, that's the only questions I had. We were having an argument about it. I said, well, I'm going to find out from the source, and that's why I called you guys.
Nope, I will get you an answer here before the show's done.
Okay, well, thank you very much. You guys,
all right, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dean. See you soon. Can't wait to be in Bergen, yeah. North Dakota. By golly, a little closer than the other Bergen. Ray on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. Question for the troopers there. People that have DUIs, I know for a fact that they're running these four-wheelers, they're running snowmobiles and dirt bikes alongside of the highway so they can get back and forth to work. They're in the dirt, right? Is it legal for them to do that? I mean, that is state property.
They can ride, they can operate that vehicle, but they can't operate it in any environment that would require them to have a driver's license. That's the easy answer.
Okay. Now, I just kind of question that because I know a couple of boys have done that over the years.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I've run into it, too, and I've come across in my career where I've seen people on a four-wheeler on a paved roadway, and they think it's okay. It's not, because you would be required to have a driver's license in that scenario.
Yeah. I better say if it was some state property they were driving on, there would be some kind of a jurisdiction there or a law there.
Well, and it depends. Okay. You know, it depends if you do get stopped. Now, you don't make a lot of traffic stops on snowmobiles, but if they were DUI and they were suspended, it could be an issue. Yep.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate your information. You guys have a great day. I appreciate what you do.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate that very much. And we do appreciate what you do at the North Dakota Highway Patrol and all of the law enforcement without question. What a great rewarding career. I know there are right now efforts underway to recruit more troopers. Tell me a little bit about how many troopers you need and maybe a little bit of an idea of you know what kind of skill sets or other positions people can have that are transitioned well into becoming a trooper, guys.
Sure. We're looking at approximately hiring 10. We're backfilling some openings right now. Basically, you know, the law enforcement job has so many variables to it that just about everything out there at some point or another applies. I know I have a teaching degree. Most of us don't necessarily have criminal justice degrees, so it's limitless as to what you can bring to the table and how you can apply it to this job. But what we're looking for is a couple of things. You got to meet one of the criteria, either a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, and 2 years of experience working with the public, and or an associate's degree and 2 years of military service. If you meet one of those criteria, you would be eligible to apply.
All right, so just go for the criteria and worry less about, hey, I'm, you know, it's safe to say that the rank and file is made up of people from all kinds of different careers at one point or education, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when our process is, our training is 6 months, and we'll take care of the, you know, the handcuffing and the shooting and the driving and going over the legal codes and all those things. You're going to do that over that 6 month period. They don't expect you to come in the door knowing that stuff. So if you're interested in the field and you went to college for something else and you want to make the change, it's a good career, and I would recommend it. It's what I did.
A couple other texts that have come in. Last chance to get your questions or comments in for the troopers, by the way. 800-228-0550. One to leave a message, two to chat with them live on the air, or text us. Me at 367-2054. And here's one that came in for me. I says, I have a question for the troopers. How long, if you stop me, how far do I have to pull over before you consider you're chasing me? There are times when I feel it's not safe to pull over, so I'll drive a little further. I'm just wondering. Okay, so he's basically saying, I don't want to be chased, but I also want to pull over somewhere safe. You know, how much leeway do you give me there?
Well, first off, our officer should be, when we make a traffic stop, it's in our control, and we try to do it in a safe location so that that eliminates that problem. But if it is, we give a little leeway, you know, that sometimes is the nearest approach or something. It all depends on the location and what happens. If you're just pulling off in a few, you know, a couple hundred yards is one thing, but if you're pulling off and you're making furtive movements in the car, you're ducking, we can't see out of line of sight, things change real quick. But if you're just pulling over a little bit down the road, we don't get too worked up about it.
But you're saying the lights aren't going to come on until you feel like, hey, that'd be okay for them to pull over here.
Right. We are in control of that. So an example would be, it would not be good for me to make a traffic stop on the middle of Grant Marsh Bridge at Bismarck, between Bismarck and Mandan. I want to wait till we get past and there's a curve or something, then I'll light them up where it's conducive to people can see me and it's a safe location for the person stopped and me as the officer.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. We have an off-air call, or text rather, on that one, but an off-air call that came in with a motorcycle question. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
I was just curious if North Dakota had any troopers on motorcycles like CHP, Indiana Highway Patrol. I've never seen a trooper in North Dakota on a motorcycle. Do they have any motorcycle troopers? And if not, how come?
Yeah, we did at one time. I know early on in the beginning of the Highway Patrol, they did have a motorcycle position or two. We do not now, and I think my guess on that would be it's more of an environment where you have heavy traffic patterns and you're responding to something that you need to get to that maybe a full-size vehicle wouldn't be able to respond to, like a traffic jam of some kind. The other thing is you're 200 miles away from a jail and you're going to make an arrest. I don't know how you transport them. So there's definitely some issues there. I think it's more of a metro area type enforcement.
A texter says, what is the law on campers? One out of five might have the correct tabs on the license plates.
They need to be registered just like every other motor vehicle. You're on the roadway, they should have updated registration that shows they are current. And I also have an answer. It's $250 fine for the anhydrous speeding.
Okay, wait. This earlier caller had asked about that. So $250?
Yes, sir.
Fine, okay. Let's see here. Pat, South Dakota, for the troopers. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what's the laws up there in North Dakota on concealed carry permits? Where are you permitted to carry a firearm, you know, in what establishments? Down in South Dakota, they're a little bit vague as to where you can and where you can't go. I was just wondering if North Dakota was any different.
Well, I can't comment on South Dakota. North Dakota has a change that will be coming up for the concealed carry that basically if you are a North Dakota resident, you can carry a concealed weapon. And there are some restrictions to it where you can and can't carry, but I have not had that updated legislative review that says what's changed and where you can carry yet.
Now, also, we're a highway patrol. We're not a state police. So we're pretty versed in what goes on the highways. As far as, you know, personal, private businesses and all that kind of thing, that's kind of out of our wheelhouse.
Yeah, so in other words, I should be probably talking to our law enforcement in our hometown then rather than the state troopers.
It just depends. You might have some troopers there that could help you out as well.
Okay.
I appreciate the call. Thank you. More coming up on Trooper Talk. One more segment to go. Last chance to get your questions in on what's on your mind today.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to pccnd.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Garrison is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I'm saying, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Self-reporting as a 14-year-old, asking, can I ask a question of the troopers, and going on to say, what do you do about fireworks? I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm guessing, to go back to my youth as a 14-year-old, I'd be saying, hey, if I light off fireworks, you know, out here in the middle of somewhere, am I going to get a visit from the trooper? Do you guys do fireworks enforcement?
Well, you know, we only enforce state law, so I would imagine if the governor institutes a ban on fireworks and we see a kid in the ditch lighting off fireworks, yeah, he's probably going to get a visit from us. But we wouldn't enforce a city code or county code of any kind, just state law.
Got it. Okay. Another text says, left-lane drivers on four-lane highways are so annoying. I know it's legal, but they are basically dangerous. They're often from Minnesota. Here we go. A little fireworks going ourselves on the program before the end of the show. What about showing courtesy by driving in the right lane and less passing? What's the fascination with the left lane anyway? Does the median give them security? That's my comment and question. Thank you.
Well, I think sometimes people will drive in the left lane because it has to do with that should not travel as much. It might be a smoother ride, so sometimes they're there. And a lot of times they don't have to move in and out of traffic. They're in the lane of the travel they want.
Or they're on their phone.
You didn't say that like you actually appreciate the fact.
No, I just drove back from Tioga yesterday, and I got behind a guy that was driving about 5 under the speed limit on his phone right alongside another guy. Had to have been 20 miles.
Wow. Yeah, that becomes,
I don't get it either.
That becomes a danger in itself, doesn't it?
I think so. You get 4, 5, 6 people behind him, and some of them are speeding. And, yeah, it's, you know, why do it? I don't understand it.
Let's go to Ben in Fargo. Get you in here at 258-0550. Go ahead, Ben.
Just kind of curious. If I'm interested in law enforcement, what do you guys like about your job, not like about your job, and will military preference be a weight and factor?
Yeah, we do have, there is bonus points for military for sure. I guess what I like about it is if you were prior military, is wearing the uniform, the professionalism, the discipline, the everything that goes with that. But the biggest thing is just being able to help people. You know, you go out every day and you're making a difference for somebody. That's probably the biggest thing for me.
And for me, it's just like Tim mentioned, is that I want to help people in our department. It gives us the best opportunity to do that, whether it be equipment, training, support from the higher-ups or his peers. We all make a difference every day, and that's something that I really enjoy.
All right. Didn't sound too hot there. I don't know, Manny, were you hearing that from the troopers? Okay. Todd's telling us we're getting some frame loss there. Can you guys hear us now?
Yep.
Okay. We just had we had a little bit of a tough connection. Ben, did you get that?
Yes, I did. What don't you like about your jobs?
Well, you could go back to last winter when we have snowstorm after snowstorm for 3 days. Those are days that, you know, I don't enjoy my job that much, but it's like any other job. There are some days that are awesome and some days that you don't really care for. And for troopers, wintertime is not our favorite time, as you can imagine.
It's true, a lot of people.
Anything else on the employment opportunities? I know somebody else called off the air and asked different questions about where you go and what community you'd be able to be in. But how should the folks get some of their questions answered, like Ben here has and others as well, about opportunities for employment with the Highway Patrol?
Well, first of all, you can check out our website. It's www.gov/NEHD. There is a tab in there for employment that does answer all those questions. Talking about testing requirements, the physical fitness portion, and all of that goes with it. That's probably the easiest way. Or they can just give Sergeant Coughlin a call at headquarters. I would be happy to help them out. And my number is 701-328-2450. That's 701-328-2450. I'd be glad to help them.
I'm Sergeant Tim Coughlin of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. We have time for one more call. Pete in Grand Forks, quickly, please.
Hi, Scott. I was going to ask the trooper, what's the stupidest excuse you've ever heard for a reason for speeding?
Oh, love it.
I would have to probably say one that I lost in court. When I was back at Bismarck in the early 2000s, I stopped an elderly gentleman that had a colostomy bag on his that he was using. We went to court, and he told the judge that it was full and needed to be emptied, and that is why he was speeding. And he took his shirt off to show the judge his colostomy bag in court. And then never mind that he just went past the rest area where he could have emptied it out. So.
And he won? He won on that,
He won on that. The judge felt a little sympathy for him.
Mine was I had to drive fast because I'm almost out of gas. That was mine.
I love it. All right. Pete, thanks for the call. So that might be one of the better Trooper Talk questions we've ever had. Really good. Drive safe. Folks, we appreciate the fact you're out there. There's moms and dads and sons and daughters counting on you. So follow the good rules of the road these guys are suggesting here. Sergeant Tim Coughlin, Sergeant Robin Arman, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
A salute to those serving on Independence Day for freedom tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. And Todd, maybe an answer to this question from a listener. How many Fords did you see in Norway, Scott? Okay, how many Chevys?
Yeah, all right, I got it.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone Patio Furniture is that, from hot spring spas and pool tables too. Why is this the best, then?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959, and the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only, and then opened up to the private sector. Like, if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.